Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Vav Omet Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simen Tov Nun Beis, beginning at the very top line with Sif Beis. Dealing over here today with kashering multiple utensils at the same time. So the Mechaber tells us, Yesh li zoher, one should be careful, milahagil klei habosu u klei cholov biyachad. One shouldn't kasher simultaneously both a fleishicha utensil and a milchicha utensil. If you want to kasher them from their chametz, you shouldn't kasher them simultaneously for use on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Dalet, Ladas Ramah, according to the Ramah, we learned in Yoredeya, Simon Sadihei, Sif Gimel, in the Hagah, in the Ramah over there, this is even Bidiyevet, Afilu Bidiyevet also. You can't do this even after the fact. We don't say it's a good kashering. Siv Katan Tezvav, you shouldn't do this, Mila Hagil, Vafilu Kod Mishul Chamishas. And we were talking in Sif Aleph about that there are many coolers that you can do if you do this before the Isser time for Chametz begins at the start of the fifth hour, Midir Rabbanan. So anything that you do before then has a lot of leniencies attached to it, even though the Minog is to be Machmir for all those leniencies anyway. Nevertheless, Kivan Shu Mitam Basar V'Cholav over here, we're concerned over here that the Basar V'Cholav are going to mix together and you're going to create actually an Isser Basar V'Cholav. So even though you're kashering the meat from the meat status of being chametz and the cholov from the cholov status of being chametz and not from basar and cholov itself, but when you put them together, you're going to have potentially a problem. And therefore, you shouldn't do it biyachad. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezayin Pirush Shetochev also mepamachas biyora. You shouldn't put them simultaneously into the big hagola pot at the same time. The reason is vatam deplitas habasa v'cholov misarvin biyachad, because the blios of basa v'cholov are going to mix together in this boiling hot water, v'nivloim b'sol ha'kelim v'nisarim, and they're going to mix together and then go into the kelim as they're coming out. They're also going to go in and you're going to create basa v'cholov over here, and that's why you shouldn't do this l'chatchila. He says, however, you're allowed to do this, though Mechaber continues, El Imkein Echod Mehem Eino Ben Yomo. As long as one of the two, either the Me'ilchika or the Fleishika pot, is not a Ben Yomo, wasn't used within 24 hours, and in this way, it's not a problem because it's been no same Tam Lufgam. Mishnah Berurah explains this if Katan Yud Zayin, the Ben Yomo Mutter, because the one that is Ben Yomo, that, let's say the Fleishika pot was Ben Yomo, was used within 24 hours, that one won't have a problem because the blios from the non-Ben Yomo pot that will go into it from the Milchika pot are going to be Pogum blios. Shemakabu me'enu Ben Yomo rak tam Pogum. It's getting negative, so to say, taste imparted from the Milchika pot, and therefore that's not going to ruin the Fleishika pot. V'she'enu Ben Yomo gam kemuta. And even the one that's not Ben Yomo, the Milchika pot, is not going to be ruined by the Fleishika stuff going in there. Why? Shatam Shebolea mi Ben Yomo, that which it takes from the Fleishika pot, who knows in tam by no sin tam dehetera. It's going to be a no sin tam by no sin tam. It's a not by not. It came into the fleishich heter beheterah. Fleishichs are not isser. It's coming out beheter. It's not yet the zman for isser of chametz. So therefore, there's no problem over here. It's no sin tam by no sin tam beheterah. Velo choshiv tam. And therefore, it's not considered a taste over here that would ruin it. Yochel lasos achar hagola mikol echod mashiyirtze. And now, once you've made it, so to say, no longer chametz stick, but it's also no longer fleishich and no longer milchik. So if you want, you can do with it mikol echad mashiyirtze basar cholov. You now can change them around for Pesach and use the previous one that was fleishich, you can use for milchik, or vice versa. That's allowed. Now, Sharat Zion Oschof points out that we normally don't allow this. After ba'alma haminig shalola shanos ayideh hagola mi basar l'cholov. We normally don't allow you to kasher from fleishich to milchik because of concern that you're not going to have two sets of dishes, then you just keep on kashering and you won't remember which one is which. We learned this previously. But here we allow it for Pesach. Hocha kivin shein kavonoso elolzi hablios chametz. Here you're not really wanting to get rid of the fleishich status or the milchik status. You happen to be doing that when you kasher it. But your interest is only getting rid of the chametz, therefore, shaper domi, the minog over here doesn't say you can't do this. Dishu footnote number 17 reminds us that there was another eitzah that you could do if you want to kasher something from milchus to fleishich, is that's to treif it up, because then you're getting rid of the treifus inside of it. Once you get rid of the treifus inside of it, you're allowed to then change it around from milchus to being fleishich now, or vice versa. Again, the minig is not to do this willy-nilly, but one could do this when you're kashering for Pesach, and therefore once you're kashering this milchika or fleishicha, regular chometz sticky utensil, and you made a kosher l'Pesach, you could switch it around and now use what was previously a milchik pot for fleishich, previously a fleishich pot for milchus, if you so wanted for Pesach. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Ches, and he says, "V'hu adin." The same halacha applies. Afilu shneim bnei yomun. If both of them were bnei yomun, which we said you shouldn't do, but here, elo shiye shishim neged kli echad mehem. As long as you have 60 against of water against one of those, either the milchik or the fleishik of blios, then daz pli taso nisbatel. Now, when the blios come out, they're batel in the water. Thati kamandaleisa, and we don't consider them halachically there, and therefore you're not kashering the milchik and fleishik together. Now this is true v'chol zeh b'shayi mosa shana u'mishum isser basa v'cholav. That which we're talking about is all year round when you're doing it with isser basa v'cholav, or on Erev Pesach called mishua chamishes when the isser chametz hasn't yet kicked in. As opposed to masha enkin achar keach tzorich lizor b'chol echot shliyeh ben yomo or shiyeh shishim neged kulam v'chanal b'siv kot yugimo. But as we learned in yesterday's shir in great detail, once it's already the time when the chametz is also, then you have additional problems and stringencies that you must be concerned with l'chat chila, as we learned in yesterday's shir. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'kol shekein, kli shel iser. That which we said you're not allowed to do this for chametz, you're certainly not allowed to do this when you're dealing with the kli iser over here. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yotes, Pirush, Av shemagilo ba'atzma, even when you're doing this by yourself, just the iser pot, yesh lizar shelo yeh ben yomo. So let's say by accident somebody used your cholin pot for trefa stuff, for non-kosher material. Your next-door neighbor borrowed it. Now you want to kosher your pot. So don't kosher it within 24 hours of the next-door neighbor using it for his bacon. Or if you are koshering it within 24 hours of its usage, you have to make sure that you have 60 against it in the water. So it wouldn't be able to still retain its status of being iser. And then, if the absorption that came out is still there, the end, so then it's going to go back inside into the pot, and then you're going to still have a problem. So therefore, when you're kashering something, the minig is to make sure that you never kasher a ben yomo. We always try to kasher something, not ben yomo. If you must kasher something ben yomo, then you have to make sure that you at least have 60 against it if you're using hagala, or alternatively, as we mentioned previously, you should do libun gomor. Libun gomor can burn out the chametz, not withdraw the chametz from the pot. It doesn't remove the blios by taking them out of the pot. It destroys the blios. So libun gomor is considered over here able to be done ne'e slays even within 24 hours of its usage. As we pointed out previously, libun kal does not have that status. Libun kal also draws out the blios, and those blios are still present, and therefore libun kal in hagala should not be done ne'e slays within 24 hours of being used. Ideally, you should do it after more than 24 hours, so it's no seitam lefgam, or if you must do it, then you should make sure that there's 60 against it when you're doing the hagala. And that's what the Ramon now tells us. Al-Kain, Nagu, based upon what we just said, the minig is shlo lahagil shum klei ben yomo. We don't kasher any utensil if it's a ben yomo with the caveats that I just explained involved. Sivkot Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rots Lomar, he's telling us over here, this is true, bein mibasu l'cholav o mechometz l'matzah. This is whether you're doing it all year round to change something where you're allowed to from basu to cholav, or when you're changing something from being a chometzik utensil to a pesedik utensil, you shouldn't do this if it's a ben yomo. And he says, v'afilu magil levado, even if you're doing this by itself, they call the b'shor chamishes, and even before the fifth hour, when it's not going to be an issue yet of chametz. And even v'ye shishim, and if you have 60 against it, so all the coolers are lined up in your favor, nevertheless, mishum gzeiro shema yagil kli shel issa v'pachus mishishim, because of the concern that you may not always do this right, and you're going to end up doing a ben yomo with less than 60 of water against it, d'sham lo mahani le'agola kos manshu ben yomo. There, the hagola will not work. Shechozer b'lem yimei hagola, because the blios come out, but then they go right back in. And if it's a ben yomo, so then these are good blios. And if you don't have 60 against it, they're not botel. So therefore, the rabbi said over here, the Ramos telling us, don't ever do hagola with a ben yomo, because you may come to forget and do it in an improper way, and it's going to ruin your hagolah. And he says, therefore, v'afilu shulchanos, even when you're kashering a table, yishav shef yofeh, you should scrub it down well, and then v'yasha achar shif shef me'esleis, before you then kasher the table, wait 24 hours as well. Shol yubin yomen, that shouldn't be used that same day. You should dry it off well, because the water's cold. And if you pour the hot water on it, then it's going to potentially cool down the hot water and not allow the iroi from the kli rishon to work properly. Because it's going to cool off the hot water. Furthermore, you should pour the water on it very quickly, not toss it up in the air and let it land, so to say, because if you just toss it up in the air and have it come down, that's not called irui kli rishon, pouring from a kli rishon, and therefore you need to kasher this with irui kli rishon. This table was never used directly on the fire, but it was used with hot things, so irui kli rishon would work, but it has to be a true irui kli rishon. The Yusha footnote number 18 actually brings down some of the points that I said outside a few minutes ago. I ain't shum to see it inside. And the Yusha footnote number 19 tells us, V'av shedai l'hamtin me'es leis mishor shenivla behema isser. Technically, you only have to wait from the time that the isser went into the table, not from the time that you scrubbed it. Nevertheless, Rav Nissen Karlitz was mistapek, ulai yitzrichu l'hamtin me'es leis mishas ha'shivshov. He says the concern that he has over here is that maybe you have to wait from the time that you really scrubbed it out well, because chashash shemo nivla bochomitz mamush lefnei she'shivshov also. Because maybe there still was chametz ben over there that's getting in, so you really look at it from the time of the shivshov and not from the time that the chametz went in, but he's left with a tzarech in as to what the halach would be. Then he tells us, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'yizor sheyishpoch aleihem min hakli shebishol bo hamayim. You should make sure that you pour it from the kli rishon, that you heated up the boiling water, pour from that kli directly onto the table. And don't pour it into another kli, and then from the second kli onto the table. Don't stick another utensil. So you have a big boiling pot of water, and then you stick another pot into that pot, and that's the second little pot you go and pour onto the table. In other words, Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, don't do that. Don't take the second little pot, dip it into the bigger pot, fill it up with water, and then pour from the second little pot onto the table. That's iri kli sheni. The Zemikre Klisheni over here in Magil below Evin Meluban, unless you have a boiling hot water inside this, so the water is still boiling in the second pot, then it's Iri Klirishon. Or, alternatively, in Lo Sheshoah, Kli Sheshoah, Imo Tocha Kdera, Acha Mayim Malin Resicha, Bikdera Ktana. Or, what you can do is leave the second little pot inside the big pot until the water and the pot inside there are also boiling. Now, the second pot is also considered a Klirishon. Osmikre Shaper Kli Rishon, that's not a problem then to then take that pot and pour the water from that. That's now Iri Kli Rishon because it heated up inside there and it's not Iri Kli Sheni. This is brought down in the Mogen of Rome in the name of Ariel. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'ayin mashukah savdu le'el and simin tofdu nalav. We learned previously in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sivkotin could be kivdalid in the name b'shem of the Ma'ariv. And the issue footnote number 20 reminds us that we learned over there, according to the Ma'ariv, ein lahach shir shulchanos ayde iroi. We don't cash your shulchanos via iroi because sometimes you put actual hot knishes, this pashtida, actual chametz directly on the table. It's considered like the table absorbed directly from a kli rishon, and then iru kli rishon would not be good in that setting. So the Ma'ariv is very machmer over here, wouldn't allow the iru kli rishon in this setting. Now we go to Sif Kimmel. The Mechaber writes, Lo yaniach kelim harbe lesoch kli v'yagilim yachad. Don't go and put several pots together. Sometimes you have pots that one is slightly larger than the other, and each one fits in nicely into the other one. Don't dump all of those together, one pot inside the other pot, to kasha them inside the big pot that you're using to do hagola. And the Rama adds, imnogim zebazeh, that's only a problem if they're touching each other. To put simultaneously three pots into this big yora, that's not a problem, because even if they do touch each other a little bit, you're not putting one pot inside the other pot, you're just tossing them all in. And if they were to touch each other a little bit while they're in the hot boiling water, that's not a problem, because it's moving about constantly. And the hagola will be able to get every single part of all the pots inside and outside. And that would be a good kashering. But don't put one pot directly inside another pot, and then put those, let's say, three pots into the big hagola pot, because it won't be able to go and do a good kashering. As we'll see, even though by tevila that might work, by putting stuff in a mikvah that allow it to become tahar, not be tameh, kashering is different than making something tahar in a mikvah. As we see now in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu sal menukov o sevacha. We're talking here about you putting, let's say, all these pots together into a bag of some sort, a basket of some sort, or something that has holes in it, so the water can go in and around it. The besoch kli she'ena menukah, because if you put one inside the other and there is no hole in between them, so lo yagil afilu kli echad, then you can't put even one kli in such a basket. Afilu kishu tzof, even if it's floating in this other basket, v'enu nogea bishulo, and it's not going to touch the bottom of it. Elo imkein masha osam besoch hayora at shamayim malim resicha bakli shu rotz lahagil. Unless you can guarantee that the boiling water is able to actually get inside over there. Because when you put it inside this other basket, it's not going to go and properly do a hagola. So therefore, there's this concern over here that you're not really getting every aspect of the kli properly kashered. Sivkotin Chaf Beis. And Mishnah Berurah comments on the Ramo, who said that you're not allowed to go put the baskets in if they're touching each other. No gimzeb is that. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the bemakom nigiyasim, where they're touching each other, lo salkir resicha, the boiling hot water is not able to get in because they're blocking it, so to say, by touching each other in that way, and the water can't get and do the hagola there. And this is true. Afal gabdil inyan tefila, as I mentioned, in regards to tefila, we wouldn't say it's a chatzitza, ain't chotzitzin. However, inyan resicha shiny, in regards to the kashering, is a different din than making it tar in a mikvah. The issue footnote number 21 brings down that this is a din based in the shachin yoredeya. Shemunach kli reik besoch kli acher. If you have an empty utensil inside another utensil, then the water is able to go in between these two utensils and make them tar when you put them in the mikvah. The mikvah is good. Also, hatvila likli hapnimi. Both of the utensils are good over here. Ah, however, in munach kli mole v'kovi besoch kli acher, but if there's something inside the kli that you're putting into the other kli, so it's weighing it down, so it's going to make the bottom of that kli touch the bottom of the other kli, or you have a lot of kalim over there in one basket over here, and they're really pressed one against the other, then you have to be concerned that even in a mikveh, the water won't get in between them over here. And in that situation, you'll also have a tefila. And the shach adds further, shim yesh habe kalim unochem zeh etzo zeh, also have a tefila. But if there's just a lot of utensils in the mikveh, then it is acceptable. It is a good tefila. Even though one is touching each other in the mikvah waters, because the water is going to make it move about, here to there, and there's certainly the water is going to come into contact with every part of the utensil, so therefore that's not a problem. With this, we conclude today's shir.